This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Marika?
What did you learn in the past year?
I, similarly to Jake, learned that I had a herniated disc and have just been in constant pain for the better part of a year. So learning to live with that is
Have you
fun.
Tried diet smoke?
Epic 2021, mate.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. Australian Jake.
It's what?
It's Aussie ho. It's...
Wow!
You guys suck. It sucks doing this show with you guys.
I was just doing a bit.
Can't hear any music. No music is playing.
No music is playing. Right. Tuesday, October 4th. It's a moment in time that we'll always remember because it's the debut of Anya. Mm-hmm. Not Taylor Joy, but here I go, Kanevskaya.
That was beautiful, Jeff. Thank you.
I've never said your last name out loud or typed it.
There's no reason to.
Did I nail it?
Yeah, you did really good.
Yes.
I want to congratulate you on taking a chance on me finally.
As a guest or saying my name?
As a guest.
Yeah. Anya chided me after the HeadGum Happy Hour because I'd never invited her on. I didn't think you wanted to be on the show.
Why wouldn't I want to be on the show?
I had a specific memory of you saying, never invite me on the show, or something to the effect of, like, keep me away from this shit.
Well, it is because you invite people on, like, their first week working here.
That's true.
It's like some sort of hazing ritual.
I will say that, like, my onboarding process at HeadGum was short, but almost every person told me to be careful about this. So maybe that's really when you caught me.
You might have said it, people told me to be careful about this, and then I telephoned that in my mind into meaning you didn't want to be on the show. But here we are. We've got a great show planned. I'm stressed as hell. How are you guys feeling? Sorry, heck.
I'm just thinking about someone commented recently on the HeadGum Podcast. I assume YouTube. I don't know where else I would have been reading comments, and was like, someone needs to teach this show that number one rule of podcasting is that you don't name the date that you record.
No, it's
to
real.
Keep it timeless.
Evergreen.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely at this point, it's like a bit for sure, but
I mean,
I think of that every time.
Any podcast convention ideally is broken during this hour. So yeah, it's Tuesday, October 4th at 3:24 p.m. You're hearing this on whenever you're listening to it, but at the earliest, October 7th at 1 a.m. Pacific.
I mean, I think it's good because what if you say something like problematic and something happens?
Yeah.
Like, at least plane.
What?
Sorry. I was really distracted by my own video.
Oh, I see it.
There's been a lot of planes going overhead for me recently.
We got to figure this shit out, guys. Anya's the only one bringing the heat today. I'm sorry. Allie, I know you're just kind of gearing up, but Marika, you're fucking up.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Yeah.
Right before I hopped in the Zoom, I put 5 Tic Tacs in my mouth, and I can't chew them, or it's going to be really loud in my microphone. So I'm just kind of like squirreling away Tic Tacs until they dissolve.
Or orange or green?
Winter green.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, in my anticipation of how this would go, I didn't think Marika would be this chaotic.
This is different.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
Marika's
is
him.
It just today? Wow.
Yeah. I've been on so many calls today. Allie on at least two of them. Two more. I don't know.
I know. We keep running into each other.
When you guys are on calls, are you guys like actively engaging your brains or are you sometimes turning them off? Like, what do you find more exhausting? Calls or not?
Calls.
Calls, for sure.
No.
Definitely.
Yeah. I do my best when I don't feel I'm being perceived. Like any good science experiment.
So you are the control.
Yeah.
This is you at your lowest.
Yeah. Immediately change everything.
1 to 5, however, how's everybody feeling? Because I think I'm at a 2 or 1. Probably
I'm
a 2.
I'm at like a 3, probably.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Anya?
I'm going to lie and say I'm out of 5 so that I can kind of have that energy for the rest of the show.
Manifesting it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what's the real answer?
I would say 2.5.
Okay. That's good.
That's not bad.
It's not good or bad.
Like, if you're doing above a 3 in the world today.
Yeah.
Sociopath.
Calm?
I'm like at a 2.5 too. TOO.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I thought it was like you added a decimal point.
No, I'm not like trying to be edgy with my numbers.
Honestly, the thing just tipping me up to the 3 is like the fact that once I'm done with this, my workday is over, but you guys have at least 2 more hours. So
yeah, I have to edit this immediately after. So I have 5 more hours probably.
And by my workday is over, I mean I will just lay on my couch with the TV on, but also still doing work. So, you know.
Watching the TV or?
Maybe.
Green dot on Slack for Marika always.
Tomorrow is Yom Kippur. I thought Amir was going to be on this episode. Are any of you guys Jewish? Okay, great. So Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, right?
Yeah.
So I thought we could wax about what the worst...
movie Atonement?
Yeah.
Starring James McAvoy and Keira Knightley?
No,
anti-Semitic. That's anti-Semitic. Just so you know.
Sorry, I was just thinking about the library scene. yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I thought we could talk about like what the worst thing we did in the last week was, and then we could atone for it. I can start just because it's hard to admit wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. What was it actually? I think it was this morning. And this was an accident, but I had a meeting with Connie about a Gumball blog post at 11. And I set my alarm for what I thought was 10:30 a.m., 10:30 p.m. So I woke up at 11:08, immediately got on the Zoom. So I was only 8 or 9 minutes late, but I did waste 10 minutes of her time. And I kind of spiraled about that afterwards.
How did
and
you
I'd
apologize?
Never met her. I said, I'm so sorry. I set my alarm for what I thought was 10 a.m., but was actually 10:30 p.m. I am so sorry for being late. This is a horrible first impression. What do you need?
Was it hard for you to understand or like to kind of gauge how much to apologize for? Because then you're wasting more of her time in the apology.
It was a very efficient apology, I would say. And she didn't.
Succinct.
That was it. She didn't seem to care all that much. She kind of chuckled, but the chuckle was also an acknowledgement that it was a bad first impression. So I would like to say formally, Connie, if you're listening, which she isn't, I'm sorry yet again for wasting your time, your energy, your value on my oversleeping dumbass.
That's really kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is.
That was really big of you to oversleep. And
it was brave, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
I said big. like big gesture.
Well, and I'm sure more will come up. Maybe for mm-hmm. every one that you guys do, I'll atone for something else bad that I did last week. Anybody else want to take it away in terms of repentance?
I can do it. I had to have people over my house this weekend. I
love describing hosting as I had to have people over.
If I had a choice, I wouldn't have, but I did have to do it. And I guess because I'm Jewish, I was like, I don't want to pay for a bunch of beer. Everybody else is going to bring beer. Then there's going to be a bunch of beer left over. I don't want to deal with kind of any of this. And I don't want to invest any money in this event. So I went to the HeadGum offices on Saturday and I took beer from our fridge. Yeah, thank you.
And that's Jeff's beer.
Well,
was it Narragansett?
I took some Narragansett and I also took some New Belgium that was donated for the HeadGum happy hour that we had so much left over. And
that
I
don't appreciate. I actually really don't appreciate the assortment that you laid out. It should be Narragansett, Narragansett, Narragansett. Maybe a canned Amaro spritz. But if it's beer, we're talking Gansetts.
I do love Gansett as a New England person, of course. However, I had to like impress people. So I wanted to make sure that like cool people saw the Narragansett and then like my neighbors, who I want them to think I'm like an adult, saw like fancy IPA. And nobody drank any of it, which
here's the thing. You're being environmentally conscious. I don't think anybody can fault you for that.
Thank you. Do I have to apologize to someone specifically like you did?
I'd love if you could apologize to me for including New Belgium. I get your reasoning, sure. But I would really appreciate that.
No, I am sorry, Jeff, for diluting the experience of my party that I didn't want to have.
And you know what? Immediate forgiveness.
Diluting
that's what it's all about.
A light beer further.
You're from New England, too.
I've never been challenged like this in front of people.
I'm not from New England, but I lived there for enough time.
You don't claim it, though?
I would like to, but I don't think I lived there long enough.
That's what I was going to say. No,
that's so mean. Actually, no, I take it back. I'm from New England. Just because of Jeff saying that.
I feel like vibe-wise, it left a mark.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, you definitely don't scream Savannah.
No. I don't have a southern accent really at all.
You sort of have a northeastern drawl, though.
At least I have a Boston accent. Can you imagine?
I have one word that I say rum incorrectly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What about bag? Is it bag or bag?
No, bag is regular. Cool, roof cool, cool. is regular. I think it's just room. And then when I say like rotary or whatever, people are like, what are you talking about?
How often are you saying rotary?
Well, you know.
Often enough.
Yeah,
like a rotary phone.
Especially in,
no,
rotary,
like a
rotary club.
A roundabout.
That's a rotary.
Well, I forgive you for the New Belgium's atonement is about forgiveness, closure, closeness.
Sorry,
intimacy.
Real quick, are you Jewish, Jeff?
What's that?
Are you Jewish?
I listen to a lot of Ram Dass. I'm probably closest to a Zen Buddhist.
Okay. I have the book right
okay.
Here.
Be here now?
Yeah, it's like right here.
That's great. I have a digital
however,
copy.
However, so. Great. I just wanted to kind of state that for the record for anyone who's listening who doesn't know whether or not the person kind of giving us forgiveness on the show.
Yeah, if it's really earned
or
not.
No. It. I truly oh, just... Shit. Oh, shit. No, I wanted to know for me and for anyone listening.
No, and it's important to state, but, you know, Jake, if you want to strike that from the record. Allie?
let's see, who have I wronged in this past week? I told a lie. I don't know if I really wronged, but I lied to someone at this car repair shop. I need to get my car taken in. Someone backed into me. That part is truthful while I was parked. And this lady who gave me the estimate, she texted me and needed a picture of my car registration so she could do the billing. And I didn't feel like doing that. And said, I said, I'm sorry, I'm away from my car at the moment. Can I do this when I take my car into the shop? I don't want to text you a picture. And she said, sure.
Atonement time.
Atonement.
Oh, you atone. Okay, that's it. That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But who do you want to apologize to specifically?
Natalie at Collider Collision. I'm really sorry that I didn't want to walk to my car and take a picture when you asked. I'm really sorry.
Collider Collision is an insane name for an auto body shop.
I know. And I felt really bad too because I have a sister named Natalie. And I thought, oh God.
That's not good.
It's not good. No, it's not good. It's not good when you lie to someone who sounds vaguely familiar.
Imagine if Jeff added her to the Zoom call right now.
How did you know? How would you feel if Natalie was backstage right now? I think the one we've all been waiting for, Marika Brownlee. Arguably the biggest rat scoundrel.
True.
Coward on the Zoom.
Yeah, I definitely am a scoundrel and a scallywag. kind of a scamp for sure.
Yeah, or at least a scampy. Terms of a pasta dish.
Shrimp or
it's giving shrimp.
I would like to apologize to the three of you because I was a few minutes late to this Zoom, and it was because I was in line at CVS to buy candy corn. And for that, I'm sorry. This girl is on
fire. I forgive Marika. What about you guys?
I actually have an apology of my own for Marika. You messaged me right before this, and I ignored what you asked, and I owe you an answer, and I know that. And it's kind of, I'm going to be thinking about it this whole time.
Oh, please don't think about it this whole time. It's okay. I knew that you were busy when I sent it to you because you asked for 15 more minutes before this recording, so don't worry.
You're
forgiven, but it's not your fault.
That's, I think we did a lot here. You know, it was only 7 minutes, but I think that I feel a weight's lifted off my chest.
And I have candy corn now.
Oh,
it is that time of the year. Should we talk about Halloween? How do you guys feel about it?
Hate it.
Really?
Anya and I, we both learned that we don't like costumes, right?
Yeah. I have like lots of reasons. I don't know if we want to get into it, but.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Up top, I guess, is that I've always had a fear of people in full costume, like Chuck E. Cheese. I used to cry when he would come out. Like all the other little kids would run to him, and I'd just be like hanging back with the parents. They'd be like, "No, go say hi," and I'd be like, "I'm actually okay. I'm cool. I'm chilling."
Literally me. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, who's under there? Like, I knew. Like, there's no good person could possibly be applying for that job.
My reasoning wasn't even that deep. I just didn't like. I didn't like how big they were. I didn't like them. I didn't like people on stilts.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Also, my brother was Chuck E. Cheese at one point, so at that point, I was like too old to be scared.
I'm sorry for what I just said about your brother.
No, Marika's brother is a piece of shit. He's human garbage incarnate.
But I think the Halloween thing, more importantly, is like I don't think. I'm like, if you want to be weird and crazy, you can be weird and crazy year round. You don't have to like have your one night where you get to like really let loose, and you know what I mean? I feel like people get this like evil energy, like not like satanic, but like people are like, oh, this is my one night of the year where I'm gonna become a different version of myself. And it's like, just be who you are 365. You don't have to like let it all out on Halloween.
But wouldn't that be an argument for Halloween, that you don't like people in full costume? And if that's who people are, like if they would be doing it round the clock, that they get it all out on one night and you can just kind of have a night in?
But I guess on Halloween, when you go out, you see people just like being in a complete different version of themselves. Mm. And you're just like, you could just be this person if this is who you want to be. You can live a little bit weirder. Like,
that's I agree with that. I might be Marika for Halloween.
How?
I'd probably do like I'd need the phone case with like the Jake Gyllenhaal pop out. I would need glasses that look similar to your. Okay, Robert Pattinson, or then you could just send me the Jake Gyllenhaal one. It's the same thing, you know. It's like season one Marika or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hair back in a ponytail instead of in a bun. Some kind of pop culture reference graphic tee or sweatshirt, and shoes that I medically have to wear for my back.
That's so harsh.
I don't.
She wears normal shoes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is where this is taking a turn. Would you put like a playbill in your
and a playbill sticking out of my back pocket? Mm-hmm. Or cool. More specifically, rush tickets, I should say, in the back pocket.
That's cool.
Marika took me to the theater when she was here.
I did.
And a trivia trophy.
True. Although we don't really get trophies. We haven't won really up there.
Yeah. We never discussed how was the play.
I had a great time.
We had a great time.
We were almost late, but you know, it's LA's it's LA traffic.
It was wild.
Yeah. at least it wasn't like before.
I will say our night was almost ruined by those people in costume.
How so? The people on the stage?
No, people in the audience. And I was like, this isn't about you.
There were people in cowboy hats. I felt like a child of divorce because I was with Casey and then Anya picked me up from Casey. And I went to the theater. I loved it. It was great. I love Oklahoma. Had a great time. Loved to see it in a different setting with different staging. Cast was great. That the score, those orchestrations by Daniel Kluger, beautiful, should have won a Tony Award.
My friend was the assistant director, not to brag, but
of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allie, how do you feel about Halloween?
I'm fine about it. I don't love being scared, and I'm not interested in that adrenaline rush. I'm not someone that you should take to the Halloween horror nights or whatever. Like, I don't care. That's not how I like to live my life. But I like I don't like the term spooky season, but I don't like that, but I love Christina Ricci in Addams Family Values.
Okay.
And yeah. I love things like that.
Hubert Adams.
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Like, I love a camp nod to the spirit of Halloween.
Do you guys like Over the Garden Wall? Have we talked about this?
I love Over the Garden Wall.
Have you watched
it
yet?
What is that?
It's this Cartoon Network miniseries, but it's not for kids, I would say. It's not for kids, dark. But it's kind of dark and it is not scary, but spooky. Sorry to use that word. And it's just great. It's there's music in it. The music's really good. Sometimes it's
Elijah
funny.
Elijah Wood is one of the voices.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's really funny. It's really, really good. I
and
made my friend
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, love that guy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The hacker from Cyberchase.
Wait, also...
Sorry.
Oh, no, you go.
Oh, he came to a middle school play of mine once.
Really?
I don't know why. It was in Cleveland.
For you.
Well, might have been a little bit. You know, he might not have come for me, but he stayed for me. You know what I mean? He probably came for his, like, you know, grandson or whatever.
Is that how you were discovered?
Yeah.
Sort of like went to attack you.
Yeah, he lunged at my eyes, and that's part of the reason why they're always so bloodshot.
Sucks.
I was physically accosted by Lloyd. That was the first Lloyd night I ever experienced.
Wow.
Allie, you were saying?
Oh, I was going to say, Chuck E. Cheese had a memory flash into my mind. Did you guys have to take consumer education in high school ever as a class where they teach you how to like fill out a W-2?
No, that's no, so I was smart.
We were just talking about this last week that that's what we need.
Really? Yeah. So I had I don't remember any of it. I wish I did. But we had a class called Consumer Ed, and there was one project that was all about stocks. And you had to pick companies, and they gave you fake money, and you had to like track the stocks every day and do a report. And everybody like in my class, and which, by the way, I had a mildly lucrative store.
Of course you did. Yeah. Unsurprising. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jewish, but that's for another
to
day.
Circle back.
Yeah. But everybody else took it so seriously, and I put 100% of my money in Chuck E. Cheese. And every day the stocks got lower. It wasn't doing well. And so my entire project was just being like, and my teacher was like, take your money out, do something else. And I refused. I committed to the bit.
Damn.
I think that's admirable.
So that's just what that made me think of.
How do you think those stocks are doing now? Like worse.
Well, now that my fake funds aren't in there, even worse.
We do have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with something even scarier than what we've been talking about. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to Real or Fake Gun Edition. This is a game where I'm going to show you, or sorry, the game's actually called Was This Gun 3D Printed? Been in the news
Why
recently.
Why did you pivot?
Because I said the title wrong. The title of the segment is Was This Gun 3D Printed? This was concocted by my friend Eli, actually. So I wanted to give him his title credit. But yeah, lots of news stories recently about 3D printed guns. It's a real issue. So I thought that we could see if we have a trained eye for spotting this stuff. Number one, this is just to get us warmed up.
It's fake.
Correct.
It's fake.
That's
not
correct.
Even improv reel.
You're right.
Real or fake?
Fake? Well,
what
is real?
Be a modded Nerf gun.
Modded, Marika, please. Telling on yourself with that.
I turned my camera, my entire webpage is Reddit.
There's a Mr. Beast Burger bag in the background. This is a real gun.
Yeah. I had
this is a real gun.
Mm-hmm. Are we not going to tell? Is this the first time you've had all women on the HeadGum Pod? Just wondering.
I don't think so.
Okay. Just wondering if that's if you're doing the gun bit kind of the first time you've. You have all women.
I thought we did an Ally, Kayla, Marika episode once. But I might be wrong.
All right. No problem.
Maybe we did. Wait, what? So go back to that gun. It was, in fact, a modded Nerf gun? Or are you
just
saying it's
Marika,
real?
Yes, Marika, it was a modded Nerf gun. You're exactly right.
You can't even say that. You're going to be put on a watch list.
Real or fake? Was this gun 3D printed?
Right. It's a different game. So the last one was not 3D printed. It was modded.
That's a real gun.
This is real. It says it's made in Austria, Glock yeah. Inc.
That's a real gun, correct.
Okay.
Covered in Legos. Was this gun 3D printed? Real or fake?
Yes.
3D was, printed, yes.
It was 3D printed and it's
That's
real.
Correct. That was 3D printed. Was this 3D printed?
No.
By God.
Ooh.
Doesn't count.
Which god?
Oh,
Jewish god today.
Yahweh.
Yeah.
Was this gun 3D printed?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. Was this gun 3D printed?
No.
Yes. Are all Glocks made in Austria?
I think we're learning that.
I think it was not.
Your guys' attention to detail is making this game way easier. Mm. Was this gun 3D printed?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Like
no. I vote no. Sorry, I heard you say no, but I was voting no.
This is a real gun.
Okay, I voted yes and I'm wrong and I own it.
You can see when it's 3D printed.
Oh, I thought you meant you owned the gun.
Well, sometimes there's better 3D printers that are like, that don't have that pattern that I've been looking for. So I thought maybe it was one of those.
Oh, but not for guns.
I guess generally.
Was this gun 3D printed?
Yes.
No.
No.
It was.
No.
Was this gun 3D printed?
Like kind of, yeah.
How so?
Like by air.
Marika, do you think, I'm sorry to do this, but do you think balloons are 3D printed? That's latex, man.
Is air 3D?
No.
I think it is. That's a whole other segment that we should do next week. Is air 3D?
Is air 3D? And then just discuss.
Yeah.
A real Ram Dass moment.
Was this gun 3D printed?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say
yeah.
Yes.
It was. Was this gun 3D printed?
Yes.
No.
It was not. Anya's really good at this game. Was
then
this
what
gun?
What are you looking for?
That's the pattern. It's Jeff's brain
and
is what you're looking
no,
for.
No. If it's 3D printed, like you won't see the metal won't look like metal.
Oh, I'm just looking for Austria.
Okay. That's another.
And also, I mean, you know, with cosplayers and stuff, they're painting things all kinds of colors. You don't know.
Yeah. No one's that good, though, I bet.
Was this gun 3D printed?
No. It looks like a gun that would have been in Blade. Uncut Gems.
Oh. I'm going to say no, too.
It was not. Was oh, shit. Sorry.
Chicken.
Do I get anything as the winner?
He could Venmo you. You haven't Venmoed someone in a while.
Yeah, because of the taxes, man.
Yeah, I'll take some money.
I also don't have a credit card anymore. I closed my credit card account. What I used to do... What's that?
Why did you close your credit card account?
Because they gave me way too big of a credit card limit for me, an irresponsible person, to handle.
Then
so...
You go down in credit cards. You don't close out the account. You just get a
bad
lower
for your credit score. You just tanked your credit score, Jeff.
No, my credit score. I can check my credit score right now. I think it's still on.
It won't reflect for like 3 days.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I closed my credit card like 2 months ago.
Oh.
Let's see what my credit score. Well, let's get a check in on Jeff's credit score.
That's nice. That's a good
Chicken
sign.
Chicken really needs to know.
I know. She just really needed to be here.
It's a temporary change. Like, I just was like, I can't have a credit card right now. I need to just live off the money that I have.
In the future, you can just give me your credit card and I'll hold it for you and I won't use it.
I memorized the number. Mm. My credit score is 799.
Good for you.
But I don't know if that's going to go down later. Anyway,
that's
I was
incredible.
Like, I keep amassing debt and then I have to like liquidate my assets to pay it off.
They do like when you amass debt or like they love a debt.
Exactly. I don't want
that helps your credit score.
I don't want to play into the corporate man's hand on you. I mean, JP.
Do you know when credit scores were invented?
Hmm. Oh, I just 1997.
It was a little bit earlier, but still. We're the only people, our generations are the only people truly affected.
It was like credit scores were invented the year after something
it was like 89. It was the 80s for sure.
Yeah. I saw a tweet that was like, this thing happened in this year. Credit scores were invented the year after. But I don't remember what that thing was, but it was like, they were.
The really fall good. Of the Berlin Wall.
It was 89. Do you want me to look up why or we don't do that?
Yeah, can we get a numbers crunch on that? I'm going to move on while you do that, just to keep things rolling. But yeah, no, I guess this isn't moving on. I would amass so much debt that I'd have to liquidate my assets. Like, I had to sell my old car to pay off a really big credit card thing. I used the difference between swapping cars to pay it off. So I was like, this isn't sustainable or good. So I don't have a credit card anymore. But
it was
that also means
fees.
That everything that's in my checking account has to stay there. It cannot go for some silly little game on this dumbass show. No, I love doing this show.
me too, for the record.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's check in on how y'all are feeling. How do you guys think this episode feels?
I think it feels great.
Really?
It feels good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my first one. I have nothing to compare it to, but I'm feeling really good so far.
Great. All right. This is a new segment that I also didn't come up with. I was hanging out with my friends George and Eli last night for like an hour. And then Eli came over to just hang out for a bit on his way home from work. And then George had to drive him home for some reason. Anyway, we just kind of we talked. We caught up. And I was outlining at the kitchen table, hanging out with them. And they were like, what are you up to? I was like, I'm coming up with podcast segments. And then they just kind of immediately pitched these two things. I was really tired. It was 9:30 p.m. So I was like, fine, that's fine. Anyway.
So far, my favorite segment music.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Ranker. when I first heard what this game was, I thought it was R-A-N-C-O-R. It's not. It's Rancor.
That's the most you thing you've ever said.
George explained this game to me. I think it sounds fun. It's an actual game that we have to do some things and learn some rules to play here. We've got at least 10 minutes, as much as 25. So I'll try not to keep you guys that long. Here is George Saba, my roommate, previous guest on the show, explaining the rules at my kitchen table.
Start over entirely?
Yeah.
Okay. Group of people in a room, as most games
voice
start.
Is different now that you're recording.
Well, now I'm nervous. Now I'm performing. Yeah, now I'm sort of on. Okay. Group people in a room. One person leaves the room, and everyone else in the room chooses a number between 1 and 10. They bring the person who left back in. That person's goal is to guess the number that was chosen. Here's how they do it. One by one, they go around to each person, and they present them a category. So if I were to, let's say the number were 7,
yeah.
And I were to present Eli the category, like, pasta shapes, and you would say...
Farfalle,
sure. And in my mind, farfalle is lower tier. Farfalle is a 4 for me.
Okay.
So then I'd be like, I don't know how Eli thinks of farfalle. So I'd go to you, Jeffrey.
Okay.
And I'd be like, okay, if we're looking for a 7, U.S. states.
I guess Maine.
Maine, and I think Maine's pretty cool, but I know it lacks a lot of major landmarks. It's just sort of like a cool vibe. So yeah. I would probably call that a 6. So now I'm like hedging upwards and assuming that maybe Eli likes farfalle. And you go around the room, and then once everybody has been presented a category, the person guessing is like, okay, here's what I think the number is. And okay. That's it.
And then what's this called?
Rancor.
So angry. Wait, so is the thing in the category that we say our number 7?
Yes.
In that case. Exactly. We are choosing the thing that we rate.
Exactly. So one person leaves the room, the other 3 decide on a number. Other person comes in, gives each person individually a category, and then they say in that category what you just said, pasta shapes. I think the 7 of pasta shapes is farfalle, if it's 7. And then the other person has to kind of be like, I wonder where they would rank that, because based on how I feel about it, and then that you create an amalgam from all 3 answers. Does that make sense? And then you guess the number, and you're either right or wrong. And then the fun of it is like, you think farfalle is a 7? Like, farfalle sucks. Like that kind of thing. Who wants to start to leave the room / Zoom?
I think you should.
All right.
Do y'all remember the... Okay.
Marika, give me a text.
Okay.
Yeah.
All we're doing is picking a number right now?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go that far. Well, you know all the numbers.
And it's 1 through 10, right?
I think so.
I guess so. I guess we could do a bigger scale, but...
Feels hard.
Should we talk about him while he's gone, or is that not part of the game?
No, I think we could.
Okay.
Is there something specific that you wanted to talk about?
No, I just want to know how this Jeff compares to Jeff other times on the show.
Honestly, this one's a little more tame.
He's
a little more calm.
He's trying to be gentle with me.
Either that or he's really tired.
Maybe both.
6?
It's beautiful. 6 sounds good.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Is that too close to 7, though?
That was a concern.
Should we do a 3?
Sure. Yeah. I like 3. All right, I will text him. We done. Anya, have you heard how many planes have gone overhead?
No.
Hello. I can't
something
hear
it happening.
Constantly.
Are you okay? Is that a New York thing? We wouldn't know about that. We don't have that.
That was
here.
Way too long.
Sorry. We had a lot to get through. We had
Anya,
to go through all the numbers.
Concert venues in Los Angeles.
Thank you. I just name one that I would rank as this number. Is that correct?
Yeah.
One that we talked about today, Lodge Room.
Okay. Alley, Seasons.
I'm going to go Spring.
That's confusing. Marika, HeadGum employees.
I can't
do another one.
Former HeadGum employees.
Oh my god.
No, neighborhoods in New York.
Tribeca.
Six.
No.
What was it?
Three.
There's only four seasons.
Tribeca's your third neighborhood?
I thought it was like out of 10, three out of 10.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's your third favorite?
No, like on a scale from 1 to 10. Is that not?
Oh, I thought
that
it
is
like...
what it is.
Oh. I was also confused because you said that you liked the Lodge.
I thought it was your third favorite.
No.
That's what I thought too.
Really?
Me and Allie were playing a different game. Sorry.
You rank it from 1 to 10. All right. Who wants to go next?
Okay. I'll go.
Okay.
No, you go. Yeah.
Jeff, pick who goes. You just pick because you're
Anya,
the boss.
You go because you're at the all top right of my Zoom.
You gonna text me?
I'll text you.
Okay, Marika will text you.
Four, right?
Can't hear you, Jeff.
Four, right?
Oh. Sure.
No, let's do like 9.
Okay.
I like that.
Shoot off that text.
Done.
She never comes back. Plugs! I'm disintegrating from hunger.
Oh no. That's how I felt at 3. I hadn't eaten lunch yet.
It's 4. Almost the same time. All right.
So to confirm, it's on a scale.
On a scale of 1 to 10. So 10 right is the best, 1 is the worst.
Okay.
Or 0, I guess.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Candy.
Candy?
Yeah.
You're putting me in a really tough spot here. It's kind of interesting. Kit Kats. The mini ones. Specifically.
Okay.
Frozen.
Okay. Allie, animal?
Koala.
What was it?
A koala?
Koala, okay. Marika, HeadGum employee.
No, do another one.
a Broadway play.
This is a good one.
Except it's bad because I have so many that I could choose from.
Okay, wait, no, I know how I'll know. A Marvel movie.
Oh.
Oh.
I've read all your Letterboxd reviews for these, for part of my
this
job.
This is smart. So
that's true.
Yeah, that's a tactical move.
I'm waiting for a plane to go overhead. Iron Man.
The first one?
Yes.
4.
No, so far off.
9.
That was
9?
Yeah, we did almost do 4,
but it
was 9.
You liked the first Iron Man.
Yeah, so it's a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Oh, I'm playing it wrong again.
We're all learning the game at the same time. Allie, your turn. Get out of the Zoom.
Sorry. All right,
here I go.
No, we got it.
Hopefully this time I get it. But I do know you.
You do.
What number are we doing?
Oh. Okay, I get the concept now. Sorry, I had
Let's
to.
Let's do. You... 8?
Okay.
So again, good. Things that are good.
Yeah. Like okay. A B.
Perfect.
I don't have Allie's number.
Oh, I don't either. I guess I'm the only one that actually likes Allie. Her notifications are silenced, though. So this
actually, I do have her number.
Oh, but I do too.
Did you text her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Yo.
Okay, Jeff. Movies.
Fuck. The Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay. Rika. Snacks.
I'm thinking candy corn.
Cheez-Its.
Okay. Anya.
Uh-huh. HeadGum employees?
Let's...
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm not a coward. Marty.
Sure.
Marty Michael, our CEO.
Okay. Eight.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it was 8.
Wow. Wow.
Last one, Marika, get out of here. What are we thinking? I think 1. Mm. Okay.
Done. I got it. Allow the producer. Oops. Sorry I ruined it the first 2 times.
No.
I thought the same way that you were thinking too.
But yeah. Two tries. But
that just means I didn't explain the rule. George didn't explain the rules. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
I've also never played this game.
That's fine.
We're learning together. It's nice.
Okay. Jeff. Favorite SNL cast member, or not favorite, just SNL cast member.
Oh, okay.
Changing the game. It's just an interview now.
Mike, what's his name? The guy who looks like a frog?
Mikey Day.
No, I like Mikey Day. The tall, lanky dude with like the bad posture and the ugly face.
Andrew Dismukes?
No. Mike O'Brien.
Looks like a frog.
I was being purposefully mean. He's fine.
Yeah.
You're giving away the number by saying you don't want to be mean.
Well, no, yeah. I threw out a lot of information. She doesn't know how I feel about it. Mike O'Brien's funny.
AP bio? Anya. Spindrift flavor.
I literally don't know. I don't drink Spindrift. You have to give me a new one.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I'll do. Like, I could do the LaCroix or whatever, but I can't do Spindrift.
Okay,
I've never had LaCroix. One. Limoncello.
Ooh.
Allie, HeadGum employee.
I can't.
Disney Channel original movie.
Don't Look Under the Bed.
So it's Sterling Knight.
Do you remember that one?
I don't.
Game's falling apart.
2.
Close. It was 1.
One.
Yeah. We should do this again.
For sure.
In studio.
Yeah.
Plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? Let's start with, let's go Anya, Ali, Marika.
No, do me last.
Okay, let's do Marika, Ali, Anya. That's a reverse order of my Zoom.
Yeah. Listen to The Pit Wall.
Yes.
New episode just came out this week. Talking
Japan Grand Prix. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Are you going to watch it live at 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I will
Saturday
be doing that.
Saturday night.
And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marika Ilan.
Yeah, listen to The Pit Wall. And also, you can follow me at AllieCon on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd.
I'm going to do my job and say listen to Keeping Records, which is in the middle of a fresh new season, and it's very good. But also, you can listen to me on WGXC.org at a show called The Love Motel and Rock and Roll High School. Love Motel takes love advice submissions. I will give you advice back. It is totally anonymous. You can make stuff up. You can play a character, or you can get really real with me, and I will tell you what I really think. The.lovemotel on Instagram.
That's awesome. I haven't listened to it yet. I want to listen to it. At Jeff Berry.
You should submit.
My love life's perfect. I'm just such a good communicator.
I see that.
At Jeff Berry on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.